From what I've read about you, your favorite thing is to write.
I think my favorite thing is to report, and that comes with writing, also photography and video. And one of the reasons that I took this job over others was because it allowed me to do all three. I've always been the kind of person who likes to bounce around and do different kinds of things and talk to different kinds of people who are different than me.
Well, you come to a small Colorado town from New York City and Denver. Why did you make that move?
I decided to move to Denver because I wanted a change. I was born in New York and raised there and lived there my entire life. I wanted to meet new people. I wanted different scenery. I wanted a little bit, not much, but a little bit of a slower lifestyle. I think New York is way too much for me. I think it's a very unique place, and there aren't many other places that are that fast, and I don't think it's healthy. And I originally came here because my grandmother worked for a family that was in Boulder, and they invited me, and I just fell in love with it right away. There's no better way to explain it other than it just felt like the right pace when I landed. And I had never seen like beautiful mountains like that or open, beautiful skies or sunlight or anything like that before. New York is like dark and gray and cold and wet, all of the things that I hate. And so I think that coupled with the fact that people are a lot nicer, I felt like it is a more inclusive place. I'm very active, and that was something that brought me here too. So I think it was for a lot of reasons, and it really surpassed my expectations, and I knew it would be great. It was just like this feeling I had, and it's been magical ever since.
I feel Talk like to me about magical.
I had a health issue when I got here, and it's in remission. And I think that when you're happy, things like that start to disappear. And I think some of the people I've met in just the year that I've been in Colorado, not even a year, I've had closer relationships with in the 25 years that I lived in New York. I haven't found that anywhere else. I never really thought I'd want to live somewhere else. No other state has really called to me like it did here. And so I think when you follow your heart, magical things happen.
That's good to hear. You know, there was something on your Facebook page that really struck me. You have a post of an article about human trafficking in Libya. And you say, one day I'm going to be good enough to report on something like this. Talk about that.
Whew, what a loaded question. My master's is in international reporting, and my goal is to report abroad eventually. I did my internship in Morocco and a little bit of it in Israel. It's probably not fair to say because I've never been in a war zone or in a conflict zone really, but I think that I've always been kind of intrigued and interested in reporting in that kind of environment to show not necessarily the front lines of what they look like, maybe so, but how like civilians are affected by it. Even though we are in a much different situation and environment, we're really similar as people in what we desire, and I think that that's like a safe, happy life. When I was in Morocco, we got detained, and there were a lot of cultural things that I grappled with when I got there.
Like what?
I think that some of what I experienced there might have been racism, even though it's still in Africa. I still didn't feel like people looked at me the same way as they would their fellow Moroccans, and there weren't a lot of black people there to begin with, so maybe it was I just felt singled out. I also think being a young person and a woman in a country where sometimes women are expected to be at home taking care of children in a more traditional role, I think being a journalist, which is the exact opposite, which is someone who's questioning people, it's also an authoritarian country. You're not allowed to publish anything at all negative about the king, and if it's found out, you could be thrown in jail. So, you know, I think there were a lot of things going on that I wasn't used to coming from the U.S., where we think we have, like, free speech and everything, freedom of the press, too. So it was really an awakening for me.
So you're at the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. What are your beats here?
Right now, it's health, which I asked for. My grandmother had a couple mental illnesses, and it really affected our family and her. And I think that led me to wonder how we're covering that topic. And I did a story at my last job about suicide here in the state. And one of the things that I learned was that people felt there were no journalists covering mental health, and I was surprised. And so that led me to ask for the beat here. And then also education and crime in courts.
Tatiana Flowers, thank you very much, and welcome to the Roaring Fork Valley.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.